This evening, Let's Kick It with Kitra. If you heard or listened to Bible study on August the 17th, Who an Actual Virtuous Woman Is with Reverend Ronnie Marshall, you heard Miss Kitra Williams sang, children, sang. I didn't, she didn't say sing, she sang. Ooh, wee, baby, baby, baby. She sang. She tore it up. So I want y'all to call in and join us at 845-241-9985, and you will hear more from her and about her. So today is Thursday, August 25th, 2022, and I am Miss Inez, your hostess of the evening, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Alcool Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. All of you worldwide listeners will need to call into the show if you want to partake, join in the conversation, or just be an active listener at 845-241-9985, or go to the chat room and maybe, just maybe, request a song from our guest this evening, and Let's Kick It with Kitra Williams. Please give her a warm round of applause, Miss Kitra Williams. Yay! Yay. Miss Kitra, please greet the worldwide listeners. Go ahead and greet us.
Praise the Lord. I'm alive. We are here.
Amen.
And I say, amen. In spite of myself, he keeps right on blessing me. It's a blessing to
amen.
Be alive
amen.
In today's time. And thank you so much for amen. Having me, Miss Inez. I thank you so much.
Girl, if it wasn't for Mr. Reverend Ron, I'm going to say, and you on his show on that particular Larly night, I wouldn't have never knowed nothing about you. So you doing
well,
good,
you know,
though?
God
you
is good.
All the time. And what's the response?
Yes,
all
indeed.
The time, God is good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Yes, indeed.
So, Kitra, you have greeted the listeners. And so how are you doing? I am so blessed to have you on the show this evening. It's just, I'm just so rich for you. I am so ready for you. So ready.
Well, I am ready for you, my sister. Thank you. Thank you for having me. And once again, yes, we thank our brother Ron. He has been a dear, I call him my jewel in my back pocket for as long as I've known the Lord in a real way.
Mm-hmm.
He has been there and shining. And every time I want to be reminded of the diamond that I am, I take that jewel out of my back pocket.
Yes.
And he has truly been a blessing in my life, a true friend, a brother, a confidant. And it's because of him that I'm here on today. He is the one who actually got the world starting off calling me the queen of the gospel. And we've been around the world and back together. We've done some things, met some wonderful people, and just had some great time together. And if I have one supporter, I know that that's him, and I'm so grateful to God that he introduced me to you.
Well, you have two supporters now. Well, you actually have three. You have four, maybe five, maybe six. You have God the Father,
well, you
God
know
the
what?
Son, God the Holy Ghost, and me.
You better come on. Yes, yes. Well, I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes,
thank
yes.
you. I with that two or three gathering the babies in the mix.
Yes.
As long as I got two or three, I'm good. With Jesus, I'm good.
This is what you said. No. As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else.
Uh-oh. I'm trying to be nice about
long,
it now.
Long as I got him, I don't need nobody else. Hey, anyway, girl. It's not about me tonight. It's about you. So,
let me tell
you.
Girl, you bring it back on memories when I was touring with Dr. Bobby Jones. Me, him. And Vicky Wyman and Gerald Carlin, and all went to Paris, right? And that was one of our main songs that we would do on the stage. And I tell you, Bobby would tear that thing up, him and Vicky, and then they give me a little piece. You know, I thought I was doing something, girl. I'm in there with the big wigs, you know. And so, but there we had a time
funny.
On that,
that
song.
Is so
Yes.
I love that song. Long time gone. Yes. I don't need nobody else. No.
And Bobby used to look over at me and smile when he would say that part. I don't need nobody else. And, you know, he was such a dear. He was such a dear heart in my ministry starting, you know, to make my grounds. And he used to tell me, Kitra, all that gift you got, let me tell you something. You don't need no manager. You don't need no man.
You don't need nobody else.
He said, all you need is Jesus. He said, do I have a manager? I said, no. He said, well, neither do you. Do Vicky have a manager?
All right, then.
Well, neither do you. Yeah, he said something. You don't need no manager. And I'm to this very day,
all.
I'm still, yeah. I'm still hearing that in my ear, what he
good,
used to tell me.
Good.
Awesome man of God.
See, now you got me started.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a very, very, very short bio from her long accolades, and we want y'all to get comfy, kick your shoes off, because that's what you do in church. You kick your shoes off and run up and down the aisles, grab a glass of your best drink, not drink, but your best drink, and a little something to snack on. And the popcorn and I got to meet some tips right here. What I do need and don't have is some ranch dressing.
I got my little pieces. I got my pieces right here. My sugar-free peaches, okay, now.
Oh, okay. And all y'all who will join us, if you're not saying anything, I want y'all to mute your mic so that we don't have all that background noise, because we want to hear Miss Kitcher, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to kick it with Miss Kitcher. But Miss Kitcher.
Okay, hello, hello.
Hello. Who you be?
Hello.
Because I'm going to say who you is. How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I be Tony Taylor.
Oh Lord, Tony, that's my friend Tony. He said he was gonna be coming in to join me, Tony, dear friend and supporter, gonna be doing some touring with me. Thank you, Tony, for stopping in.
Yeah, I have some. You're welcome. I'm sorry I interrupted. I have some few minutes.
No,
I got an important phone call I got to get on, but I wanted to jump on and. I'll be on for some minutes. So this is exciting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. So mute your line because I'm going to do a little bit of a bio, and then we're going to probably have y'all jump in. Miss Kitcher,
all right, I'll mute. I'll take it off speaker. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. This multi-talented lady is a producer, life coach, singer-actress of Oprah Winfrey's Broadway musical, The Color Purple. Y'all know you like The Color Purple. And Dr. Kitcher Williams voted outstanding in her leading role performance with Bishop T.D. Jakes' masterpiece, stage play, Woman, Thou Art Loosed, and Tyler Perry's Diary of a Mad Black Woman. Kitcher sold out the performances throughout the country, sending audiences on an emotional roller coaster through her ability to captivate. Yes, Lord Jesus, that's why I got her to now. I'm captivated by her voice. And with her soulful and sultry melodic voice, Kitcher has toured with and honored at her classic Agape Awards ceremony the likes of, come on, y'all, listen to these names, Dr. Bobby Jones, Vicky Winan, Kimberly Elise, Jamie Foxx, Debbie Sledge from the legendary Sister Sledge, and many more. Kitcher is excited about joining forces with her son, former American Idol contestant, yes, sir, Jaira Gibson, also known as Ra, as co-founder of America's First Million Youth International. So, y'all call in at 845. And now let's talk about how long you've been in the business of acting, performing, and doing you, and how you got started. Go ahead, take it away, Miss Kitcher. Go ahead, tell us about you.
Girl,
you,
now you get ready.
You
get ready to dive into my business, girl. You talking about how long have I been in the business? Oh my Lord! Well, without telling too much, without telling
Come
too
on.
Much of myself. I've been in the business for quite some years, and God has graced me. He's preserved me well.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah.
I don't look like what I've been through, and I don't look like my age. which I won't get into, but
no.
I will say that I'm grateful. I'm just 25 going on 26. But I will tell
right
you
on.
That I'm grateful.
Right on.
Brother said, like, girl, you look like you're in your 30s. I promise you do. He's always giving me compliments.
I've seen you.
Yeah, you see me. Girl, God
yes,
is good.
Ma'am.
That's all I can say. He's a keeper. So, anyway, I've been in the industry for many years, and I will tell you that it goes back as far as the Temptations. Otis Williams from the Temptations gave me my start in the industry. He is my dear friend even to this day. And many may know that he is the only original Temptation that is still alive and well. Going around the country singing like they did back in the day, girl. He called me the other day. I just called and said, let me see what Kitra's doing. I'm like, what? I said, thank you for this call, Otis. Yeah. But I thank God for him. He first called out my name. You know, like Father Jakes used to say, all it takes is one man to call out your name. And
That's right.
I'm very grateful. He was the one for me. And from there, it's just the rest is history. T.D. Jakes, Tyler Perry, Mike Matthews, David Talbert. The list goes on. Even got to do a movie with Tommy Wiseau, which was nominated for an Oscar Award. Me and my son did all the music for it, called The Room.
Okay.
It was literally the worst movie in history. Right. And he was on Wikipedia for writing and directing and acting as the worst actor and the worst director and the worst film in history.
My.
And he made his claim to fame. Yeah, look him up, Tommy Wise. Girl, he made his claim to fame. Wiseau. I think it's Wiseu or something like that. Anyway, he made his claim to fame with the film The Room. And I and my son wrote all the music for it. And that particular film, this other director did another sequel of it, making a mockery out of that hilarious film that really wasn't funny. And he was the one, this gentleman was the one that got the Oscar awards for that. Yeah. So I'm excited. God, he's right on blessing me in spite of myself.
That's all. That's what he does. That is what he does.
Yes.
So you do a lot with your son?
I do enough with him. He has his own career.
Okay.
He is a multi-platinum producer. He writes for Warner Chappell. There's a group out there called BTS. They're kind of like the Asian Jackson 5. Yes, baby. You ask any kid walking down the street, whatever nationality, they know BTS. Anyway, they're they're from Asia. They're from South Korea.
Yes.
And and my son wrote two songs on their album, which went seven times one.
Wonderful.
Ma'am.
They are.
So he writes for Mama.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yes, he writes for me. We collab together and we produce some songs and we just finished doing a song for the Obama campaign. Called they have a campaign called When We All Vote. And so I just finished writing myself and Brother Eric Wright, my musical director. Kudos out to Eric. Shout out to Eric. He helped me do the music to the theme song for that campaign called When We All Vote. So that'll be coming soon. You guys listen out.
Okay. So what's your passion
yes,
outside of singing?
My passion outside of singing is I love cooking for people. I love making people happy by feeding them, by cooking. I'm a very good cook. My neighbors used to knock on my door and beg me to season their chickens.
She make good rice skimpies.
Tell it. I do a curry fried chicken wing, and girl, I will hurt a chicken. I thank God he didn't make me a chicken because I will hurt a chicken. But anyway.
And your address is?
Okay.
Really? And your address is?
Okay.
I'll roll up on you when I, Miss Kitcher, you got some of that curry chicken?
Okay, curry fried chicken, girl. I love to cook, and I love to see the, yes, and I love to see the smiles on people's faces after they tasted my delicious food. So I'm into cooking. Yeah, that's what I love to do. That, and I also, you know, I do plays. I'm a writer and producer. I write. Yeah, so I like storytelling.
Okay, because I see that you did David E. Talbot's hit musical drama, The Fabric of a Man. Oh, my gosh.
You
I'm trying
my
to
business.
Find that.
You
I love
business.
That. I love
that. Did you see that,
that
girl?
Play.
Did you see? Did
girl.
You see, did you see Miss, what's her name? Lord, I can't even think of the character I played. Now, you know that's bad.
That's bad.
Ernestine. Miss Ernestine. Thing.
Girl.
Miss Ernestine
you?
Was a hot mess.
Yes,
yes. They put me in a 300-pound fat suit, and I played Miss Ernestine.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
That was
that,
me.
I have been looking for that. The Fabric of I've got to find. I saw that, and it's like, I got to find this on DVD. I got to find this on something. I want to have that in my
when did you
in
see
my
it?
Hands. It's been
when
a while
did you see
now.
It?
It's
okay.
It was on DVD or something. I saw it on TV, but it's been a while.
Now,
it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Now I'm gonna tell you, David Talbert did a series on BET with a lot of people. And they actually aired all of his plays for like about a year. And and out of all of the plays that he did, that particular play that I starred in, The Fabric of a Man, was the only one that received an NAACP Image Award.
Wow.
Yeah. And I see it sold out in Blockbuster videos. You don't see any Blockbusters anymore. And it's like, I got to find that. If I get my hands on that, that's going to be under lock and key
girl,
somewhere
get
underneath.
Girl, you hands on it, give me one. Give me one.
Okay.
I lost my virgin.
Oh, no.
In my travels.
Oh,
but,
no.
You can find it at some place online, I'm sure, baby.
Yes, I'm sure. But just having the copy, just knowing that you can pop it in anytime instead of trying to go through, you know, the TV and try to find it and look for it, like, you know,
that. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So,
I enjoy working with David.
And what about children? I know that you, A Million Youth March International. Tell us about that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, you know, after we had the Million Man March and the Million Women's March, my son said to me, Mama, we didn't have a Million Women's March. We've had a Million Man's March. It's time to have a Million Youth March. And I said, okay,
why
are you telling me? He said, let's start one. Yeah, and that's how that came about. So I said, son, that sounds like a great idea, but I hear the Lord saying that we need to add in two words. We need to add in peace, Million Youth
and
Peace Matthew. March, and the word international so that people know that it's youth from all over the world, you know. And so that's what we did. We did the first America's first Million Youth Peace March International on Washington. The first one had a little over 2,000, and from that year on, it was just grand. And we haven't quite made the million mark yet, but we're working on it. We still have that vision, and what's more important than the numbers is the cause. We're encouraging his peers against violence and bullying of all kinds to let them know bullying and violence is not an option.
No, it's not. No, it is not. No, it
Amen.
Is not.
Amen. Yes.
Because it says, it says here, you and your son is the co-founder of the march. And what else? You know, it's just nice that you work with your son and he goes to you, you know, and asks, I won't say permission, but your blessing type of thing. But it's like, son, you're just as good as I am. Go out and do it yourself, you know. So you gave him my support and, you know, to do this. So that's another thing that we need to put in you, Sands, is, you know, if you have an idea, go for it. You know, you won't know how good you are until you go out there, and you can't fail if you don't try. But you got to go out there
try.
And if you fail, and you say, okay, go ahead.
No, excuse me for interrupting you. And to the parents, encourage your children to go forward. Be that example.
Yes.
You know, I didn't realize once I really began to examine what it was I was doing, I said, where did I get this from? And I reflected back on my life as a child, and I remembered, God bless him, I remembered that my mother used to do this for the community. She and my dad used to make sure the children for Christmas had toys. I mean, there were Christmases where there was kilos and boxes and boxes and boxes of toys and food and fruit. And she put all six of us around the dinner table in an assembly line. And she said, all right, grab a bag of a candy, grab an orange, put on that plastic bag, send it around the table. You know, she said, these are the sandwiches with the mayonnaise. These are the ones without the mayonnaise. This is ham. This is turkey. And I'm telling you. And then after we finish, we take it to the Salvation Army and make sure that every child had a bag of food and box of toy or teddy bear.
Blessings to you. And you sound like my mom. My mom would do baskets and take them around the neighborhood. Each year she'd have beautiful baskets, fruits, you know, oranges, apples, bananas, nuts, and her fruitcake. Man, I miss my mama's fruitcake. I miss my mama's gumbo. I miss my mama's
lunch.
That's why I'm coming to your house for the fried teriyaki.
Curry fried chicken.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. It
does.
Put the curry on.
Yes.
This ain't no
everybody who's out here, I want y'all to mute your line. So if you have something to say, you can unmute. But I do hear background noise, and I'm trying to hear Ms. Kitcher as much as possible. And also, let me see what else we have out there. I see that you have a youth peace ambassador performing school. That's what you're trying to do as well?
Yes, honey. No, we've been doing it for many years. We have the Agape Gospel Academy. And that is an academy where I teach youth how to exercise their gifts and talents through the arts of theater, film, and singing.
Okay.
And then we put on an annual event called the Agape Awards. And it's an all theatrical based musical award show where the children are able to walk the red carpet. You know, many of these children have never been in a black tie event. They never put on a black tie or a suit. So we give them that opportunity to shine and to walk the red carpet and to share their real life testimonies through the art of theater.
Nice. And when is that usually?
Yes, ma'am. We usually do it annually. This year we actually changed it up a bit, and we did a reality show called Another Chance for Me. And there we had about six contestants, and then we had one winner, which was our Forever Joy Girl, Hollywood Evans. She's out of Oakland, California. And, so she and Brother Tony, who's on the line with us, and they're going to be joining us on the tour that we're going to be doing, the America United Tour, and we're going to be showcasing portions of, you know, what that whole journey was about, and also putting on a presentation that will actually raise funds to to put security systems in the children's schools.
Yes. And you guys, I want y'all to know, I'm going to try and be a part of that tour next, when do we say, July? Do we say coming to Tampa?
Yeah, we're
not
going to try now. We're not going to try. We're going to receive God.
Okay.
It's
coming
just a weekend. We're not going to try. We don't use
coming
the word
to
try.
Tampa.
We say,
okay, you're right.
We say,
you're right.
It. We say we're going to just do it. And I've already put it out there, sis, so we got to do it now. We thank God for you, Ms. Inez, for being a sponsor for Tampa, Florida. And so we're going to be working towards getting that sponsorship package to you. And we're believing, God, that the people, your listening audience,
Amen.
And the people in the community, your friends, your loved ones, friends and folks, okay, will be compelled to be a blessing to the ministry because the cause
Amen.
Is truly a good cause.
Amen.
You know, if the government won't do what we expect for them to do concerning our children, then we need to do it ourselves. And so we're going to roll our sleeves back on a grassroots level. We're going to those movers and shakers in the designated cities and states. We're going to be in Little Rock, Arkansas, where we'll be sharing with Brother Ron, Reverend Ron, and some other constituents that he's introduced us to there. And we're going to – we have Atlanta on board with Brother Jerry Adams. We have Texas on board with Brother Eric Wright, my MD. We're even going to try to get New York on board with Brother Tony, who's on the call. I'd like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask Brother Tony exactly what has he done to pursue that that goal, that security of
that
bringing
goal.
The tour to New York City. But you
don't
put him on the spot. He's on the call now.
Yeah,
I know
he
got to go.
You definitely
put him on the spot.
Come on, Brother Tony.
We just talked about it the other day, so I have to look into that because I'm busy, you know, getting ready to leave for town, out of town. So pretty much I'll be able to concentrate on that when I return back from Bangkok, Thailand. But thanks for reminding me. I got you. Don't worry. I'll let you know.
Praise God. We thank God for you.
I'm glad you segued him into you because I was going to have him brag on you, you know, because I know he's got to leave. So you want to brag on Sister Kitcher for a moment there?
Oh, boy.
Brother Tony?
Yes. Yeah, I must say she is one of the best that I have ever worked with, very open-minded, very easy to get along, has a wonderful spirit. You know, she doesn't mean harm to anybody. She has a good heart.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had such a wonderful flow. It's funny how we end up connecting because, make a long story short, about 4 years ago, I was trying to connect with her, but it just wouldn't work. I saw something on Facebook for her Agape Awards. A friend of mine, I had told her about this previously, and a friend of mine had, maybe I should say he was a friend, you know, because he really didn't, you know, friends will look out for you, so he wasn't really a friend because I asked him to, you know, he was a new Facebook associate, I put it that way. So when I saw that, you know, when I saw that he was connected to her, I was like, yo, man, tell her about me, man. Hook me up. So he was like, you know, he didn't want to help me and he didn't want me to connect me with her. So I reached out to her Facebook.
He's trying to get a job.
So he was selfish, very selfish. And so I reached out to her through Facebook Messenger, and I don't know, she never saw the message. She never saw the message. So I was like, you know, hoping that she would see the message. I was praying. I was like, Lord, please. And it just didn't work. But you know what happened? 3 years
later,
you know, God's time is the perfect time. 3 years last Labor Day holiday, because I do motivational and inspirational speaking, so I did a motivational inspiration speaking, you know, encouraging humanity to stand up for their rights, you know, when they were putting, like, these demands for the vaccines and all that kind of stuff. So I was encouraging people, you know, don't be so easy to bend to what they want, you know, stand for your human rights, you know? You know, exactly. And they want to take control. They want to gain control. But we got to fight. We got to stand up as human beings and fight. You know,
I
posted it on social media and on YouTube. And when I posted on Facebook, I posted it on Facebook and in a particular group. You know, I didn't just post it on my individual page, but there's groups that I usually share different things that I do. So look and behold, I saw Keithra Williams. She had clicked on and viewed my video. I was like, that name looked familiar. So when it didn't dawn on me at the time, when I looked further into it and I clicked and I saw who she was and I went on her profile, I was like, oh my God, that's that lady. I was like, that's that lady I've been trying to get in contact with. And look and behold, you never know what's going to draw somebody's attention, you know? You never know.
From that point,
once I saw that she liked it, I reached out, you know, and I messaged her. And, you know, from there, that's how we started talking. And it led up to all these things that we're doing right now and what we have been doing.
It's
been an amazing experience.
Timing
is the perfect timing.
Tony was our host for the Agape Awards in New York City. He did a fabulous job on the red carpet.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. Yeah. And, brother, we honored you and brother Arlo. I have your award, brother Ron. We honored you and brother Arlo.
Thank you.
And I have your award here that I need to get to you. Absolutely. Oh, very
nice.
Well deserved.
Nice.
Thank you. Is that something, Keith? I'm here. Is that something, Eric?
No. That's my other dear brother, Ron. You never met him. That's my other dear brother.
All right, nice to meet you, Ron.
Right. You as well.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. And you as well.
You meet brother Ron.
Huh?
Praise God. Yeah. You meet brother Ron when we go to Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I had a great time as it all came together. You know, we from that point when I messaged Keith, make it long story short, when I messaged her on Facebook, you know, I didn't tell her then about my story as I just shared it with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell her until maybe 3 months ago I finally told her. She was like, oh, my God, for real? Yeah. And but it's been a wonderful experience as we collaborated, talked on Facebook, and then she offered me the opportunity to work with her to be her host. And when we finally met upstate, that put the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm.
I'm blessed and privileged. I can see that.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
And
I appreciate all that God is doing. Even in your own ministry, may he continue to richly bless you and yours
and all that you're doing.
And we're going to continue to be a blessing to each other, brother.
Amen.
Okay.
Thanks for the opportunity to be able to share. I don't want to hold up all the time. I know you want to move on with your program.
I asked you to brag on her. I didn't say that you had a time limit of 5 minutes, so you fine. You fine.
I put layers of icing and strawberry, right?
And the cranberries, you know. But anyway, thank you, Kate. Appreciate you.
Y'all something, man. We don't want anybody to go into a diabetic, you know, coma. So, you know, you just had it. You were good. You were good. We didn't want you to slather it. You were just fine.
Oh,
you're funny. You are funny.
You should hear brother brag on me. I promise you, when brother finished talking about me, I swear I'm the only singer that exists in the world.
Hey.
He said,
That's going to be in a few minutes.
Okay.
But I want you to talk about the triple G's, Miss Kitra.
Oh, Lord, no. You don't want me to talk about Triple T.
Uh-oh.
We're going to leave that portion of my life alone.
Really?
Okay. You know how you think, you know how somebody comes to you and tells you that God gave them a vision, but God did not confirm the vision with you? Okay.
Yes,
it happened in any way?
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
it, was, it was one of them kind of situations. So we're going to leave the Triple D's alone. Next.
But God didn't tell me not to ask you about it.
Okay. Girl, you are, look, I'm trying to be, I'm trying to keep, I'm trying to hope to keep this stay in his grave.
Okay, all right, okay. Well,
I've had some good days. I've had my heels.
Oh, boy, like my
yes.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay,
yes.
Now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Yes, that was my dad's.
Yes.
Yes, one of my dad's.
I've had some good days.
Keep on singing. Please sing it. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it. Sing it.
I've had some sleepless nights.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Lord. When I look around.
Yeah.
And I
won't complain. I won't complain.
Ooh,
Lord,
I won't complain. Yeah. God has been so good to me.
So good. Yeah. What has
he
done?
Has been so good to me, more than you or anyone else could ever see. My God has been so good to me. Oh, yeah, he's dried all of my tears away.
Yeah,
turned them all into days. And for that I will say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I will say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Sing that song to me.
Your favorite, baby.
Well, that's my dad's favorite and my mama's favorite. Yes.
Aww.
And this, we have this young man back home. Well, he tears that song. He tore that song. He sounds kind of like Luther. He tore that song up because he loves my dad. I mean, everybody loved my dad. And he tore that song up. He has his own record too, as well.
Wow.
It's like, Lord Jesus.
Oh, girl.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I love
so
that
one day
song. I love that song.
Oh, my God.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
all right.
My mom used to hold us there.
That's
you
blessed. All right. Well, I gotta go. I got another phone call to make. But God bless y'all.
Right
thank
on.
You,
God bless
God
you.
Bless
thank
you
so much for
thank
joining
you, man.
Us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Peace.
So, I know
Hallelujah.
You have some projects out there, and I believe it's called America United. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, baby.
Yes,
America United is God's heart. I wrote a song called America United, and little did I know that 3 years later, God would tell me to take that song off the shelf. This was after the 9/11 attack happened. I had a dream about it. The 9/11, and I woke up and I went to turn on the television and prepare my school as I normally do, and I was looking at the news, and there it was, the Twin Towers had been attacked, right. And I stood there and all of my mouth dropped, and the Lord said, that song I gave you 3 years ago, take it off the shelf, it's for now. And that was the song America United that you're getting ready to play. Yes, and so I called up producer Howard McQuarrie, who was Chaka Khan's brother-in-law at the time, and I said to him, Brother Howard, you have got to hear this song that I wrote 3 years ago, and God said, it's for now. And I sang a little bit for him, and he said, Kitra, you've got to get in the studio. So we went in the studio, and it turned out massive. He and his siblings, the McQuarrie family, the famous McQuarrie family singers, they did all the backgrounds to it. And we actually recorded that song what they call Inside Out, which means that the singer sings the song with no music. And then the musicians build
the
music around it.
They lay the track after.
And so I did that, because I was the one that brought the song to them, and I had the song in my spirit. And I said, this is how it goes. And I said, can you guys figure some music out to it? And they said, lay it down. And I laid it down. And when they finished the music 2 days later, they said, we're not touching it. I said, no, it's too long. It's too long. I said, that was just a sample to just give you an idea of what the song is about. They said, we're not touching it. And so there you have it. It's a ministering song. It's not only for the season of 9/11, but it is for the signs of the times as we live in it today. God is saying there's no greater moment in time that we should be echoing the words America United. America United for what cause? For unity, because where there's unity, there's strength. For peace, because God has called us to be peacemakers one unto another. For love, because he said, if you have not love, you have nothing. So love, peace, and unity all over the world, not just in America, but all over the nation. And so for that cause, we're going to be doing the America United Tour in Africa, in Haiti, all over the world, Nigeria. We even talking to Argentina. Of course, you know, your city is going to be one that we're looking at, and of course, Little Rock, Arkansas, and we're just going to go around the world promoting, but of course, for the cause of raising funds for our children's security system in the
school.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all, sit back, hold tight, as we play America United.
Demonstrate the love of God and unity.
capitalism, we'll be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, free at last.
Children to be united. We can do it. We can do it. Yeah, we can do it.
Amen, amen, amen. We got to give a little hand praise on that one. Come on. Yes, yes, yes.
I want to thank you, Miss Inez, for playing that whole 9-minute song. Let me just share with you very briefly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that particular version that you played, there's several versions out there, but that particular version, a friend of mine decided she was going to go get some new equipment and test it on my phone. And she decided that she was going to add the inserts of the late Martin Luther King, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and our former President Obama's voice in there. So in the original, those excerpts are not in there. You can actually hear what I'm singing. Yeah. So that just happens to be a messy mix that a girlfriend just trying stuff out, and she messed around and put it online, and I made a mistake and didn't send you the right version. But that's okay. In all due diligence, you went on ahead and played it, and for that reason, I'm very grateful. But I will make sure you have the correct version, baby, so that we can play it on 9-11. It's a whole lot shorter, and it doesn't have the excerpts of the voices talking. You can actually hear me sing.
I like the long version. I mean, maybe not the way that it's played there, but if it was cleaned up, and it's pretty. It's really pretty.
Well,
really
I have
pretty.
A long
it
version.
Needs to be heard.
Yes, baby. I have the long version as well without the inserts of the speaking over my lyrics.
Okay.
Right. That was just a little tester that she had put out many years ago, and it happened to be on the website. So you just picked that particular one. But I do have a long version without that, you know, her sample of an quote-unquote experiment. Yeah. We never recorded it with the excerpts of it. But it was different, you know, and she said, look what I did. I said, oh, okay, you know. But I do have the song, the long version. I'll send you both versions. And we actually did the shorter version 3 years ago with Fred Hammond. The first American United virtual tour we did, we featured Fred Hammond, and I will send you some of that video footage as well the shorter version of that.
Gotcha. No, that was beautiful.
Appreciate it.
Can't wait to have the clean version, as they say, not explicit version, but the clean version.
We do have a clean version, and we want you to put it in rotation, Mama. That's it.
That's fine, Sue. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. Yes, she got a voice now. I'm gonna call her the voice.
Praise.
The voice.
Praise be to God.
The voice. Yes. So
praise be to God.
A few more things. We won't hold you too long because I know you're a busy wall man. But is Dr. Kit TV going to be coming to life, or is it already out there? Because I don't know.
No. We're still working on that. That is a project in the making. And so it got the point of time, that will come to fruition. But right now I'm working on, like I said, my baby, the American United Tour. We're seeking other cities and states and sponsors to come in and sponsor a city. So if you're interested, I'd like to invite the people to call in and let you know, and let's get something started. We have opportunities for them to receive 10% of the tithe that we will sow back into their ministry or organization bringing us in. So we're looking for those who will partner with us on the American United Tour. And then, like I said, we've got some other great music coming. The When We All Vote song will be coming, and some other more personal Kitra songs of my own personal music will be coming that's not catered to any specific event.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
So any other upcoming projects? Because we're trying to get you out there while we got you on the World Wide Web or the World Wide Listening
Anyway. I got something in the making. I don't want to talk about it right yet. It's kind of like a hush hush for right now. I don't want my left hand to know what my right hand is doing. But I will say that I will definitely relish and welcome the opportunity to come back and share at the appointed time and give people the opportunity to partake. Yes. Meanwhile, they can just follow me, please, on Facebook. I'm on Kitra Williams. And also on Instagram, I am Kitra Williams, and I'm on TikTok as well. And so please give me as much support as you can. Spread the word about what it is that we're doing, and come on board. We're looking for an army. We're not an island. We realize that many hands make the load light. And where there's unity, there's strength. So that's what this is about, America united with others and itself. We've been very this world is in an uproar right now with all the political discord and the pandemic and everything that is happening in the world. We want to make sure that we upgird one another in prayer and supplication and fasting and encouragement whenever we can. We want to support one another, This is not about me. This is about doing the will of the Lord. I said, why me? He said, why not you?
Why not?
And I said, but God, it's a lot of work. I don't want to do this. He said, it's a lot of work. I don't want to do this. He said, but you're not doing it. It's me doing it.
Mm-hmm. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. You are not by
yourself. No, he said, it's me doing it in and through you. So keep in mind that, yes, when God charges you to do a specific thing, it's a little bit easier to do because you realize woe be unto you if you don't be obedient to do. He says obedience is better than sacrifice. So
sacrifice,
we
want
to make sure that we're obedient to the things that God is charging us to do, and that the people that we connect with are obedient concerning the charge, because you can get some people to come in and drag their feet, and girl, you feel like you feel a pull on your spirit. You'd be like, wait a minute, what is this? God said, they not funny. You got to get Jonah off to get him off board. Now, get them on
yes.
board.
Yes.
So
yes.
We want to make sure that we connect with the right people that will help us successfully, you know, pursue
right.
and encourage, you know, each other, you know, to do what God has charged us to do.
Lift each other up. That's right. That's right. Yes.
That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Yes, ma'am.
Because God told you. Didn't somebody else say, Brother Ron didn't say, God told me to tell you. You heard it directly from God, so you know what you're supposed to be doing. Not supposed, but supposed to
That's
be doing.
That's it.
So.
That's it. And
yes.
you might as well
yes.
just do it. That's why I have the Just Do It boot camp. We don't sit up and talk
yes.
about what we try to do. We don't sit up and think about. No, if I thought about it, I really wouldn't get done. Then listen,
right.
for that reason,
right.
Sister, they call me a woman of mm-hmm. radical faith because I don't think about what God has told me to do. I just do it.
Just do
it doesn't
it.
Have
to
make sense.
To
I just do
mm-hmm.
it. That's it. And so that's what
right.
that's what we do. We are doers of God's word. We're not
mm-hmm.
just hearers only.
Mm-hmm.
We're doers
right.
of the word.
Right.
That's
right.
what makes
right.
the difference. Amen.
Right. Amen. So do you mind if I let Reverend Ron brag on you for a second? I'm going to give him
Girl,
a time. I'm going to give him
moment.
A time limit.
I've been waiting for that moment. Do we have enough time? Oh, no, we have enough time.
We got as much time as the Lord allows us. Let's put it like that.
All right. Okay, now. I'm excited.
Brother Ron,
I
you
can't
out
wait
for
to hear.
Oh, yeah, for sure, you know?
Yes.
I move. Are you ready for me to start?
I am.
Well, to begin with, I moved to California in 1988, and mm-hmm. I had came there, and I guess I met Kitcher in late 89, early 90s, and so when I had got there in 88, like in the
mm-hmm.
beginning of 89, you know, I met someone, and he helped me get the little TV program going. And so one
mm-hmm.
evening, I was out in the park with Junior, and I think Shanika was born then. And we were out there in the park, and I was looking at them, and this little lady drives up in this little Escort, Ford Escort, brand new.
Okay.
Ford Escort.
Yeah.
It was one of the fancy ones. You know, it wasn't
It was a fancy one.
And so she gets out, and her and Jera, and she gets out, and she was humming something. I don't know what it was she was humming, but it sounded so beautiful. And so I said, wait a minute. So my mind hit the TV, right, the show. Oh, man, if I could get her on the show, it would do it. I would become number one. So I went over to see sitting over there. Hair was just as beautiful. And she was sitting over there, and I went over there. I said, hey, you sing? You don't like that? She said, yeah. She said, I'm doing this play, Black Nativity. And she said, do stage plays with Michael Matthew at the time. And I said,
mm-hmm.
really? She said, yeah, like that. And so as I was looking at her, God revealed to me, said, this lady is very, very special. Look at this on her face. So, and I told her, I said, hey, listen. I said, you got a veil on your face. She said, a veil? What are you talking about? She said, brother, what you mean? You know, I said, no.
Brother
I said,
always
something.
A deep, he's always a deep talker and a deep thinker. You know, he expresses himself in such a profound manner. You got to really
uh-huh.
think on every word he says.
Yes. Yes.
So she said, well, after she sat there and thought about it for a minute. She said, well, I'm doing Black Nativity tonight. I said, oh, really? She said, yeah.
Uh-huh.
She said, you want to come? I said, yeah. So she provided me tickets, and so we went there that night. And Kitcher sang. They had did the play, Black Nativity. And it was
uh-huh.
probably about 700, 800 people in that place. And it was because it was packed front to back, but we had front, down front seats in front of the stage where we could really see Kitra. And, man, at the end of the play, they started singing Oh Happy Day. The band was smoking. Man, they gave Kitra that mic. I looked around, man. People was just slayed everywhere. I said, what is this, a revival or a stage play? I'm talking about, I'm talking about 700 people, 700 to 800 people went mad at the same time. As soon as they started singing, oh, happy.
Oh, my goodness.
I looked around. I said, hey, that ain't it. That ain't all. Wait a minute. Oh, let me just go on a little farther. That was that night. Then, you know, I had this dream, right? I had this dream.
Okay.
I had this dream before I moved out of the country that I was going to go in this room with all these big celebrities, Stevie Wonder. I had this dream, right? So Kitcher called me. She said, I got to go perform for Frank Wilson over on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. She said, you want to go and explore? I said, yeah, sure. You know, so we get over there. This is the truth. We get over there, and we go in the room. She introduced me to Frank Wilson, who was the president of BMI at the time. And then I turn around. After we was coming out of the room, everybody had just about assembled. There was Derek Coley. There was Yolanda Adams. There was the Fifth Dimensions. There was Stevie Wonder standing out there in the hallway. I'm talking about just like the dream I had. This lady here led me right through it, right? And that went off. She sung that morning. Anybody could see. Could anybody see me? Frank Wilson, man, she wrecked them stars. She wrecked the stars. She actually had the stars rocking up in there, right? That ain't all. That ain't all. No.
What
hey,
else?
Listen, she.
What else?
Hey, we was out and me and her had went to Beverly Hills. She did the we was at the Crown Sterling, and it was elderly artists. They was giving tribute to that had been out a long time, and they had Kitcher on for I think she did the Lord's Prayer that night. And she sang something, the Black National Anthem. She had done the Lord's Prayer, and then she sang the Black National Anthem on that particular piece. Rocked the house. I'm talking about, there was well over 1,000 people there that night. I remember vividly.
Right.
She got up and sang, man, and she was just like glowing. She was on stage glowing. You know what I mean? So I'm talking about her expression, her conscience, and she was singing so smooth and so beautiful until the people and me, we was in awe, you know, over the house packed. So that went on. She came to my little TV show. I had told her. She said, brother, I can only come, but I can't stay. I can come and I can sing and I got to go, right? Like that. I said, come sing and then you can go, Kitra. She came up in that spot. Man, I won co-producer of the year in 1994. This girl left that TV station popping so much so until the main producer had to tell me. He said, man, look, he said, on my night, when behind Kitra coming on the show, this is the truth, I had no problem for 2 years straight getting all kind of guests. Not just, I'm talking about people I didn't even know. They was coming to me. Oh, man, look here. So 1984 had rolled around, right? Okay. Then Kitcher did the bar. So she did the Lawyers Bar Association out in Burbank, California.
He remembers stuff I don't even remember. I'm like, he's bringing stuff up that I've had completely forgotten about. I'm telling you. That's my dog. He's been with me for a while.
Hey, listen. The Bar Association out in Burbank, California. They was having the Lawyers Bar Association. And they invited Kitcher to come out and do their entertainment. She knocked them cold all the you know who spoke? Kitchen, you remember who spoke that night? You remember the brother that was a lecturer, Frank Brown?
Yeah.
You remember Frank Brown? Well, Frank was he was the speaker that night, you know, when you did the lawyer association out there in Burbank.
Yeah.
Man, she rocked the house so cold until, man, we was out on our feet, man. She had the whole bar association, all nationalities, and they was all, everybody. She rocked them. Then, you know, she just been like, you ever met somebody that, you know, kind of answered all of your unanswered questions, and they became a reality? But this mm-hmm. young lady, Kitra, she have taken me through so many doors that people dreamed about. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
She's just one of them God bless
Thank
you.
She yeah, right
God.
On. I'm talking about it. Everywhere we went, not one place that we went, I didn't meet a ton of people and stars. Not one place. Either they were business tycoons, they were either business tycoons, they were either musical entertainment people, but I'm talking about every single place that me and this lady went, it was a beautiful experience. You see how you never forgot?
Yeah, I know. But you know what, brother? I just want to say this. The reason why I would often ask you to come go with me, because you was my spiritual comfort. You were my you were my pillar of faith, my tower, my spiritual tower. And I connected with you in a spiritual way. That brought me revelational knowledge. And that just goes to show how powerful the Spirit of the Lord is. The Spirit of God was so profound in you that I just felt that I needed to be connected with you, or that you needed to be connected with me wherever I went. I needed the Holy Spirit with me. Yeah. And so I just, you were the first one I would call to go with me to any special event that I had to sing in. And you were a great support system. You always cheer me on, encouraging me spiritually and otherwise.
Yeah.
And even as of today, you know, nothing has changed. So I thank you so much for just being there, for saying yes.
Remember when you did what was that? That was the mall out there. What was that? Where Jesse Jackson was.
Jesse Jackson. Yeah.
What's that, Wilshire Mall?
Yes, that was out in Balboa Park. I think it was Balboa Park somewhere. It was in off of Crenshaw up there in Los Angeles.
Right,
outdoors.
Right.
They had Chaka Khan's sister was out there.
Right on.
Uh-huh,
and
I remember.
And she did that too. Everywhere we went.
Yeah.
Well, matter of fact, that night, Kitcher, you know, you got me on the speak. I spoke just before Jesse Jackson got up there. You remember?
Did I get you on there? Shut up, boy.
Yeah, I remember that. You know, you went up there. She went up there and told the guy. She told the MC. She said, "I got a brother out there. Y'all got to hear him tonight."
That's funny.
Which tomorrow was so packed that they had. Man, you couldn't even get up and down of the thing there, you know. And Jesse was out there.
Standing room.
Oh, man.
Brother, you could speak just, and not only could you speak, he's a profound singer himself, you know. He played that guitar.
Yeah.
And it was his own, he wrote. Mm-hmm. You already know that. And so
he
was a combo man, you know. But he would get up there, girl, when I'm telling, couldn't nobody outspeak him. I'm telling you, that revelation or what? Girl, he bring that word.
He speaks so eloquently.
And even if he wasn't, And even if he wasn't speaking, even if he wasn't preaching, he would speak so mm-hmm. profoundly that he would leave you with, you know, a rhema word that would take you from where you was to a lifetime. And so
trust me.
I just needed that. Yeah, I needed that around me at all times. And I just felt like he was a lot like me in that he was an opportunist. But he wasn't a bully about it. He wouldn't bogart his way. He would
right.
wait until you asked
no.
him to come.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then when
mm-hmm.
he was there, you knew he was in the house.
Yes,
he was a fireball. You knew he was in the house, you know. So, but I just like to I like to share this. I'm sorry, you guys. I love you guys. Ms. Inez, you have given me such great love on tonight, and I just want to thank you, your listening audience. I want to thank Brother. And I'm going to have to go because I have to have devotion with my family. We usually have devotion around this time. That's them calling me now.
That's good.
But before
That's
I go,
good.
Can I just sing? Can I just sing a song that's on my heart?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Ain't no stopping you now, as the song says. Ain't no stopping you now. Might as well go for it.
Yes. Okay, I hope, I know my voice, I'm drained. I got a little drainage on my vocal cords tonight. But I'm just going to sing from the heart. And whatever come out, y'all just receive it in love. Forget about the cobwebs.
Take your time, baby.
Amen.
Take your time and do it right.
All right, okay. I've been so many places in life and time. I've sold a lot of souls, and I've made better rights. I've acted all my life on stages with 10,000 people watching.
We
were alone now, and I was singing a song to you. I love you in a place where there's no space of time. I've treated you so badly. You were a friend of mine.
Mm.
But when this life is over, remember that I told you we were alone. Do you? We were alone now.
Oh, wow.
God bless y'all.
No. We're going to have to give her some longer ones. Yes. Thank you, Ms. Kitra. That's K-I-T-R-A Williams.
Kitra,
K-I-T-R-A Williams on Facebook. Follow her. And once you hear her, you're going to be following her forever. You're going to say, where you going to be next, Kitra? Where you going to be next? Can I come to your house with some chicken? What you cooking tonight? Where your address is? What your telephone number is? You have to... I'm not going to give it out, but hey, you can follow her, even if it's virtually, you can follow her. But she has been a blessing this evening. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I love that song. Love that song. You can sing to me all night long. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to my special guest. We're going to have to do part two, part deux, as they say in French, part deux. So
well, when I come to Tampa, we gonna do a standing ovation. We gonna do a encore. Put it that way. We're going to do an encore when I come here. So
okay.
I need Tampa. I need y'all to round up, Tampa. Show me some love.
Yes,
show my sister.
Yes,
I
need
some love.
Yes.
We coming. We coming for you out there.
Yes.
And we need you to show up. And we need you to be
all
spoken
of Florida.
For. So, to God be the glory.
I love
you.
Be there.
Take care.
Be there. Bells and whistles, you know?
Thank you. Love you. Blessings to you. Thank you.
Love
thank
you too, baby.
Take it to the...
Yes. Be safe.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that
yeah.
was wonderful. That was wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank you for, as you say, forwarding her to me, friending her to me, as they say.
Yeah.
Wow, that
yeah.
was wonderful. And
wow, she's been a house
our daily announcement. Huh?
Woo.
Go ahead.
She's been a house. She's
what
been a
say?
House wrecker all my life.
I get it.
For 35 years, and she's been a house wrecker.
She's only 40.
I know.
So I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm saying she, for 30. I got it.
She was 5 years old, huh? Wow, that was excellent. Thank you so much for lending her to me for one evening. That was great. That was uplifting to me. You know, for a woman to do so much and to be so far in her life, and you know how God has blessed her and her family and everything. It's like, wow, you know, you just give it all to God and He'll give it all back. Wow. Thank you. So the announcements for this week, August 28th. Sunday, for Sunday, Reverend Ronnie Mitchell, he won't be speaking, but his sister, Dr. Lula Marshall, will be speaking out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and she's going to be the speaker of the hour, and she just told me what she's going to be speaking about. It says, "We can run out of everything, but don't ever run out of your faith in God," taken from Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for before and the evidence of things not seen. So that's what she's going to be speaking on. And the time is 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. So you can have night church, you can have day church, midday church, but we're going to have some night church, C-H-U-C-H. So come on out or tune in that evening, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern for Dr. Lula Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas. Be there or be square, as they would say. And then again on Tuesday, August 30th, Miss Inez says, let's talk about it. Don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll probably be continuing the, I don't know if the saga or the episode or whatever you want to say, but relationships, why did they fail? We're only on number 8 out of 15.
Yeah.
Out of 15 top reasons why relationships fail. So please join us on Tuesday evening. And then on that Wednesday, I don't even know why I did that, Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, who you've been hearing this evening. And I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but I'm sure it's going to be something good. And that is also at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And most of our shows are later because people can join in a lot more, even if they have to, you know, fall asleep during the night, but at least, you know, people aren't, you know, trying to join from work. So we have it at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And please support Reverend Ronnie Marshall with his Don't Turn Away From God album through all music media. Go out and buy it, as you heard Kitcher say. He can sing, which he does sing. He tries to sound like either the Isley Brothers or somebody out there like that, you know. But he has his own sound. He has his own sound, so. But in order for you to know it, you got to buy his music so you'll really know. He also has a video on YouTube that Don't Turn Away From God. And then around the Christmas time, he's going to be coming out with a new album. So please, please, please stay tuned for that. Also in Little Rock, I don't know why this Reverend Ron just don't sponsor us, because he's out there. He's everywhere. So we appreciate him ever, ever, ever so much. So September the 3rd, which is coming up real soon, it's a Saturday, the 40th annual Wrightsville Day, Family Day, and that's at 13024 Highway 365 South in Little Rock, Arkansas, well, starting at 8 a.m., and that's going to have a the walk. Then at 10:30 is going to be the parade. Then they're going to have fireworks. I love me some fireworks at dark. And during the evening, several bands will be playing. And guess what? Guess who? And you know what? Reverend Ronnie Marshall and the Taylor Made Band will be one of the featured bands that evening. So please go out and support them and enjoy yourself. Bring a lawn chair, blankets, and your dancing shoes. You might want to do the wobble. You know, you might want to wobble to some Christian music. You never know what you may want to do. So for more information, if you want to know more information, you can contact me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And I can give you that information. Also, we want to keep Let's Do It Radio on the air, so please, please, please donate to Cash App at $ANAISEVALCOUR or the Venmo at the @MZ-INEZ or through Zelle if you know my telephone number. I accept money that way, too. Not a bribe, but just money. And if you want to sponsor Let's Do It Radio, you can email me and we can talk about it at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. Everything is Let's Do It Radio somewhere or another. And follow us also. And I have some topics that are coming up, which have been sent to me. Abused men, talk about abused men. Can somebody please teach me how to be a man? And the author of the book for that is author Anthony Wallace. Someone wanted to speak on forgiveness, on overcoming stereotypical expectations, and moving beyond the hurt. Don't know what the hurt is, but we talked about wounds of wisdom, and that was Dr. Monica Y. Jackson. Man, y'all got to get that book because we're going to be discussing her book. I guess the men are really going to be discussing her book. So please go out under her name, Dr. Monica Y. Jackson, or you can look under Wounds of Wisdom and purchase her book. And for her to get the proceeds, she's going to have you go through her her site, because, you know, when you go through Amazon, you don't really get it. But anyway, we won't talk about that today. So email us at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio under Let's Do It Radio. And please share on your social media platforms anytime we have a show, because the more followers we get, the more people we can get information out to. And if you heard like what you heard this evening, you can also listen to this and any other previous episode on demand by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. And you can listen to Wounds of Wisdom. You can listen to Who an Actual Virtuous Woman Is, that Reverend Ronnie Marshall spoke about a week ago or so on Bible study. There's so much out there. You can go and peruse, and just, as they say, you can binge. It has to be nice if you binge a show or two or three or four. So again, I want to thank you, every one of you, for joining us this evening. And if you have something on your chest, don't keep it to yourself. Join us throughout the week, and we could talk about it. We could even discuss one of your topics. So I want to again thank the guest of the evening and the people who she brought on to the show, Miss Kitra Williams, her friend, Mr. Tony Taylor, and, of course, Reverend Ron Marshall, who is this fourth Sunday service usual speaker, but his sister will be speaking, Dr. Lula Marshall, and I call him Bro Eddie. He's been with us on on the relationship evening, so we want to thank him also for joining us. But we know Miss Kitra can sing. Yes, she can. She can sing. So, lady, keep singing. Keep your heart going with the children, with every endeavor that you have. May God's hands richly bless you and keep you in his perfect peace. And I have been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Inez Darko Designs. And I can be followed at www.anaisevalcour.com on Facebook and Instagram under the same Inez Darko. Thank you again. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in, listening, going to the chat room, doing everything that you do with me on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Sundays. So please keep following us, joining us, and bring a friend. You know, the more the merrier, so we can talk about things and have different views, because I like hearing different views. So the question of the evening that I asked the other night that one day I want you all to answer, if your old self could tell your young self one thing about life, what would it be? So I want you all to do a random act of kindness this week and let me know what you did on Miss Inez Says. Let's talk about it. Again, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Reverend Ron, you have anything you'd like to say, or you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes, we can do that. Enjoy the show. Always enjoy Kitra. And I always enjoy you, sir. You do a wonderful job. And so willing. You just don't know the heights, and you just don't know the different doors that you shall go through because of your willingness.
Thank you.
After this matter, therefore, I pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed would be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Be blessed, y'all. Stay safe. Be diligent because people are doing some crazy things. Now they're putting some gel on car handles, so everybody please get a napkin, gloves, or whatever. When you open your car handle, or when you open your door, your car door, because whatever they slather on there, it paralyzes you, makes you sick. And so please be aware of your surroundings and just, you know, like I said, take a napkin, a towel, something, and open your car door because you never know who's out there, who doesn't like you, who wants to do harm to you. So Satan is out there with his little imps. And so we just going to have to put them under our feet and just, you know, stamp them out. But please, please, please be diligent. And ladies, if you go somewhere, take something, pepper spray, take a friend, take a man, take a male friend, something, but don't go out there by yourself. So be safe. Thank you again for this evening, for joining us. And have a good rest of the evening and a safe weekend. Amen.
Amen.
Good night.